Chapter 8. The Suitcases. Dan tried to lift one of the suitcases, but it was too heavy. The man looked at Dan angrily again, then went over to the suitcases, picked them up and carried them into the lift. Dan got in the lift too. The doors closed and the lift began to go down.
"We're leaving this hotel," said the woman. "We don't want to stay here any longer. It's not a nice place."
"But,"
Dan began.
"I don't know why we chose to stay here," said the man. "We are going to refuse to pay the bill."
"But that's not fair," said Dan.
The woman looked angry.
"Was it fair that you sucked up my jewellery? Was it fair that my suit got covered in dust?"
said the man.
"And my dress?"
said the woman.
"No, we will not pay the bill," said the man.
Dan closed his eyes.
"Oh, what will Dad say?"
he thought. The lift reached the reception floor and they all got out.
"You boy," said the man, "get a trolley for our suitcases and bring them to the reception desk."
The man and his wife walked off towards the desk. Dan's dad was behind it and they began talking to him. Dan heard them complain loudly about the vacuum cleaner, the jewellery and the dust. They complained about a lot of other things too.
"Oh dear," thought Dan. "I'm in trouble now."
He found a trolley and pushed it to the lift. There was nobody to help him lift the heavy suitcases. He tried to lift the first one, but he dropped it. The suitcase burst open, and the things inside it spilt onto the floor. Dan looked at the things on the floor in surprise. There were rings, necklaces, watches and money. There were lots more inside the suitcase too.
"That's strange," Dan thought. Then he remembered what the maid said about the missing valuables. The angry man and woman were the thieves.
The woman was busy shouting at Dad. But the man saw Dan with the open suitcase. Nobody else saw it. The man quickly came over, put all the things back in the suitcase and shut it. He lifted both suitcases onto the trolley, then went back to the reception desk. Dan pushed the trolley over to the desk.
"Here's the boy," the woman said. "He was playing with the vacuum cleaner and covered us in dust."
Dad looked at Dan. He did not look pleased.
"He tried to suck up my wife's jewellery with the vacuum cleaner," said the man. "I think he was trying to steal it."
"But Dad,"
Dan began.
"I'll talk to you later, Dan," said Dad. He turned to the angry guests and said, "I'm sorry for what my son did."
"Your son?"
the woman exclaimed.
"You mean this boy is your son?"
Dad said, "He's a good boy most of the time. I'm sure he was only trying to help."
"Well, your son has made us very unhappy," said the man. "We refuse to pay our bill." "I'll have to buy a new dress," said the woman. "And I'll have to buy a new suit," the man added. "If you don't agree, we will tell the newspapers about your hotel," the woman said. "We'll say the manager's son tried to steal my jewellery."
"Of course, after what happened to you," said Dad, "I won't give you a bill."
"But Dad," said Dan, "listen to me for a minute."
"Not now, Dan," said Dad.